理课堂听 class.com。
Part 3. 3. Exercises. 1. It's cool for everyone to be successful. Listen to the short conversation and then choose the best answer to each question you hear.
Mary, do you think you've ever been discriminated against because you're a woman?
Well, let's see. I have two answers for that. The first answer is yes.That's my gut feeling. But sometimes I think, no, I'm not being discriminated against. I just need to try harder. I guess I'm saying yes and no. Look, we're in a society where discrimination is definitely going on in the business world. I see women getting paid less than men do for the same position. And often women get jobs as assistants, but they're the ones who do all the work.Also, there's this old boys club, the support network that men have. Men do help each other, and they could help women too, but they don't.
So then you're saying that men do have an easier time of it?
Yeah, it is easier for men, but I have mixed feelings. Sometimes I think that I'm just making excuses for myself. What I ask myself is, am I good enough? Am I as good as the men?Perhaps I'm not, but I really believe that if I do the work necessary in the business world, I'll be able to be as successful as any man. I think that there's much more of a level playing field than there was before. There's much more opportunity now for women than when I was younger.
And do you think successful women help other women?
Yes, I do. Women tend to think of helping themselves and helping other people too.And I hope that I can help to increase the opportunities for many young girls, as well as boys.
You want to help boys also?
Of course. It's cool for everyone to be successful. And I do see progress in the future. I really do.
Questions. 1. What is this conversation mainly about?
2. Mary mentioned several things that point to discrimination against women.Which of the following is not one of these things?
3. Which of the following statements is true according to the conversation?
4. In which of the following fields does Mary probably work?
2. Do you think there's real equality now?
This is a short conversation about the changing gender roles. Listen and choose the best answer to each question you hear.Michael, I'd like to ask your opinion about how gender roles are changing. Do you think there's real equality now?
That's absolutely not true. The first thing is that there is still a pay disparity. Women make only about 70% of the dollar that men earn. There have been changes in the last 20 years or so, but they've been relatively modest.And there's still that glass ceiling where women hit this invisible barrier as they try to move up.
Could you give me an example of the glass ceiling?
Well, look at this. I'm a social worker. 90% of my colleagues are women, but both the CEO and his boss are men. So the top executives are men, and, you know, the lower paid levels, most of them, are women.I think that men are much more likely to be raised with a sense of entitlement than women.
And what about equality at home?
I don't think there's equality there either. You see, I think that gender differences often operate on unconscious levels. It almost never occurs to men that they can do housework just as well as women, or take care of children, even if they're divorced and have custody of a child. But women have been parenting children alone forever.And women just assume that they can do it.
How has this affected you in your own life?
Well, with both my children, from two different marriages, I was always the person who got up at night and gave the baby a bottle. I was always very actively involved with caring for my children, cooking for them. And I joined a playgroup with my son 25 years ago. Incidentally, I was the only male involved, and I loved it.
Good for you.
That was very, very different from my father's generation. My father had almost nothing to do with us until we were 8 or 10. He held us and gave us some smiles and so on, but he wasn't really an active parent. But I was determined to be a part of the joy of it all.
So what you're saying is that the situation has changed, but there's still inequality.
Oh, yes. I think that's true. Absolutely.
Questions. 1. What's Michael's opinion about how gender roles are changing?
2. About what percentage of men's pay do women make for the same type of job?
3. Which of the following statements is true about equality at home?
4. Which of the following statements best describes Michael? 3. Gender and language.
This is a part of a lecture about gender and language. Listen carefully and then supply the missing parts of the answers to the following questions. Good morning. Please take notes on today's lecture. Everyone should pick up his pen, or rather, everyone should pick up her pen. Or everyone should pick up his or her pen, or her or his pen. Wait, let me start again. Everyone should pick up their pen. Is that correct? You get my point, right? The title of this lecture is Gender and Language. What I'm going to discuss, more specifically, is the topic of sexism in language and how to avoid it. First, then, is it true that language can be sexist? The answer is yes, it can. Take the example of this word, Mr. What word has the same meaning for women? There is none. There's Mrs., which means I'm married. There's Miss, which means it's none of your business whether I'm married or not. Well, not exactly, but you get my point. Let's turn to the question of gender-specific terms. Many terms, like mailmen or policemen, are gender-specific. They all refer to men, yet there are women who do these jobs. So, what do we do? Well, a safe option is to use what we call gender-neutral terms, such as mail carrier or police officer. Why should we use general neutral language? Well, first of all, because it describes the world the way it really is. If children grow up hearing the word chairman, then they internalize the idea that all leaders are men, which isn't true. Secondly, it's a question of equality. For example, when people say mankind, it sounds as if they're only talking about men. But when you say human beings or people, then you include both men and women. But vocabulary isn't the only problem. Grammar is a problem, too. Do you remember the example I gave at the beginning? Everyone should pick up pen? Well, I wasn't really making a joke. The fact is, I have to choose a pronoun, and I don't want to give the impression that everyone in the room is male or female either. So I'm facing a dilemma. What's the solution? Well, personally, I prefer to say, everyone should pick up their pen. I realize this is not grammatically correct, but it does avoid sexism. And you'll find that most university professors and writers would probably make the same choice that I do. Look at the newspaper, or look around you on the bus or on the subway. You'll see plural pronouns in places you might not expect.
Part 4. Listening and translation.
3. Exercises. 1. Sentence translation. Listen and translate each sentence you have heard into Chinese. Then write it in the space given below. 1. 9 out of 10 trade visitors interviewed were generally very satisfied with the fair, and 92% of the visitors spontaneously declared to intend to visit the fair again in 2008.
2. Some nations have worked to meet the shortage of clean, fresh water. They are trying to keep their rivers from being polluted.
3. I read that according to recent statistics, 67% of Americans favor the death penalty in cases of murder. That's two-thirds of the population.
4. A gold watch and a necklace were stolen from a home on Broad Street. The criminals entered the house through a bathroom window.
5. A man was arrested at midnight on Harper Street because he was carrying a handgun without a license. He was taken to the police station for questioning. 2. Passage translation. Listen and translate each passage you have heard into Chinese. Then write it in the space given below. You may take notes while you are listening. 1. Doctors think that most people cannot live beyond 100 years, but a growing number of scientists believe that the aging process can be controlled. There are more than 12,000 Americans over 100 years old who receive Social Security benefits, and their numbers are increasing each year. Some scientists claim that, theoretically and under ideal conditions, animals, including man, can live 5 times longer than their normal period of growth. A person's period of growth lasts approximately 25 years. If this theory is accurate, future generations can expect a lifespan of 150 years.
2. Well, the Neighborhood Watch program has been running for more than 5 months and has been incredibly successful. We used to have a lot of minor problems on our block, but now it's very quiet. Everyone knows that our neighborhood is off-limits for troublemakers. Just last week, we won a special award from the mayor's office. All of us were invited to a big award ceremony. We had dinner, heard some guest speakers, and then accepted our award for outstanding community service.
Unit 10, Part 1. We are surrounded by news. 2. Exercises. 1. This is a talk about the work of a journalist. Listen and supply the missing words you hear from the talk.
Nowadays, more than ever before, we are surrounded by news. You can get the news on radio, on television, in newspapers, and on the internet. In fact, so many news stories appear every day that it's impossible to keep up with them. And behind all of these stories, there's a journalist. First of all, there are different kinds of journalists, like entertainment journalists, sports journalists, and crime journalists. And they all work hard to deliver the news 24 hours a day. So how exactly do they find and write stories? Let's look at the work of one type of journalist, a city reporter. Sometimes journalists are called reporters because they report the news. So a city reporter is a person assigned to find and write stories about local news. How does the reporter do her work? Well, to begin with, she should keep in contact with lots of different organizations. The local police and fire departments, the offices of local politicians, and religious and civic organizations in the neighborhood. Once the reporter has a good relationship with these organizations, she can call them to see what's happening, or they might call her to tell her about something that's going on. There are two kinds of stories she could write about. The first is a planned event for which the reporter can anticipate many of the details. For example, a politician could be opening a new department store. The second is an unplanned event, for example, a fire or a crime. Usually, unplanned events are more exciting.
2. Listen to a talk about the types of news and then provide the missing information in the spaces given below.
Let's look at one kind of unplanned event, a crime. Imagine that a fight breaks out between four men in a neighborhood bar, and one of the men threatens another with a knife. The reporter will probably see a few lines about the crime in the police log. Once she knows where it happened, she can go to the scene of the crime and interview people. The first person she will want to interview is a police officer, so that she can get the facts. There are four very important facts that every reader wants to know at the beginning of every story. 1. What happened? 2. When did it happen? 3. Where did it happen? And 4. Who was involved? Once the reporter has the basic facts of the story, she can begin to interview witnesses. When you're interviewing witnesses, it's very important to get each witness's full name and some other details, perhaps the person's job or age. These details will make the story more interesting and credible. However, it's important not to report too much personal information or anything that is scandalous. When the reporter has finished interviewing people, she'll go back to the newsroom and write the story. At that point, she might talk to her editor to decide whether she has a good story. Together, the reporter and editor must decide whether the reporter has enough facts and material to make a good story. Is it clear what happened and why?
Part 2. Statements. 2. Exercises. Listen and then choose the answer that is closest in meaning to each statement you hear.
1. In spite of the repeated complaints lodged by the local residents, the noise of the construction site disturbed the people in the neighborhood.
2. Charles is going to France for a short stay. In order to reduce the traveling expenses, he paid for the airplane tickets 2 months in advance.
3. It was Christmas, and most people stayed in for family reunion. There was little traffic, so Mary got home in half the usual time.
4. Peter often has a lot of good ideas and starts to implement them, but he rarely follows them through to completion.
5. If this weather keeps up, you'd better buy a warmer coat. Spring is still a long way off, you know.
6. Don't report your wallet stolen to the campus security office before you have checked your car or our jacket pocket everywhere.
7. I hear that Parker Electronics is going to be holding interviews on campus next week. I'd like to talk to them and drop off my resume.
8. Anybody who has seen the photograph will feel amazed how much the boy takes after his father, who is a well-known lawyer in town.
9. If the students don't like the canteen food, they can always buy a meal at one of the nearby restaurants, though they'll have to pay a little bit more.
10. The storm was much stronger than we had originally expected, causing extensive damage in this part of the coastal region.
11. Hello, this is Dr. Gray's office. We are calling to remind you of your 4:15 appointment for your annual checkup tomorrow.
12. My friend Rosie, who had been teaching chemistry at a local high school for 10 years, got a job with a drug company.
13. Thank you for saying that my apartment looks great, but I didn't paint it myself. I had it done professionally.
14. Though I am not very much interested in politics, political topics are a source of many heated discussions among my friends.
15. Doris would like to see your photographs of Australia, and so would I. You and your wife must have an excellent time there.
16. We haven't decided what to call the newly built stadium of our university. No one has come up with anything yet.
17. These trees next to my house are beautiful, and they are useful. They cut down the need for air conditioning.
18. The strike of the air control workers throughout the country brought air travel to a standstill. All domestic and international flights have been canceled or delayed.
19. I telephoned the garage, and they said that this car is so damaged that it is beyond repair. It will have to be scrapped.
20. We went downtown last weekend and attended a concert. The foreign orchestra performed well at the concert and got a good review in the newspaper.
Part 3.
3. Exercises. 1. I'd like to get your opinion about the news. This is a short conversation about the news in the newspaper. Listen and choose the best answer to each question you hear.
1. I'd like to get your opinion about the news.
Hi, Brown. I'd like to get your opinion about the news.
Okay. Well, I get most of my news on the Internet, but I read papers, too.
And what do you think about the news in the newspaper?
What I notice about the papers is that the news is really depressing, especially the main stories. You have bombings and accidents and people killing people. I find more and more that the news in the United States is getting focused on negative things. It's always a disaster of some sort.
So you think it's very negative?
Yeah. And there's something else. I like to read about international news, but it seems that people here aren't really that interested in it. I read somewhere, I can't remember, that it's a prestige thing to cover the international news.
And you don't think people in the United States like international news?
No, I don't. But because I've lived in so many countries around the world, I am interested in international news. The news in Korea is from everywhere. The United States, Europe, Japan, China. Anyway, what I like about newspapers are the arts and culture sections, and the human interest stories, which can be really uplifting. I like to read about people. For example, there was a story about some crime in the park, but now they're examining that case again, and it turns out that the 5 young people, who they thought did it, might be innocent, actually. It was shocking that the judicial system had failed in the beginning, but I'm glad they finally found out that those young people were innocent.
So you liked that story?
Yeah, I mean, that kind of news. People could actually read it and feel positive, like you could really improve the system or whatever, compared to news that's depressing and you feel helpless. You can't do anything about it.
Questions. 1. What's Brown's opinion about the news in the newspaper?
2. What type of news does Brown like to read about?
3. Why is he interested in international news?
4. Brown likes several sections in newspapers. Which of the following is not one of those sections?
5. Which of the following statements is true about Brown? 2. How do you become a foreign correspondent? Listen to the interview with a journalist and then choose the best answer to each question you hear. How do you become a foreign correspondent?
Usually, you have to start at the beginning. That is, you have to begin as a journalist of some sort on a local newspaper, a local radio station, maybe on a small magazine. Work your way up. Now, there aren't that many organizations which have large numbers of foreign correspondents, so you also have to sort of work with that aim in mind. Another way of doing it is to work abroad and work as a freelance, what we call a stringer. That's somebody who sells stories and gets paid by the price to newspapers and magazines and so on, and hoping to build up a reputation that way and eventually to be offered a full-time job. And that sometimes works. But I think, to be honest, most people just drift into being foreign correspondents.
What qualifications do you need? For example, a degree?
I don't really know what qualifications as such. I mean, obviously a degree in modern languages or political science or economics would be very useful. But a degree in itself probably won't be enough to make an editor decide to send you abroad. So it's difficult to define the precise qualities. You're going to need stamina and the ability to assimilate information quickly and accurately, and then produce stories which fit the style of the newspaper or radio or television station you work for. But there's no list of qualifications that an editor is going to be looking for when he's trying to appoint a new correspondent to a particular place. And so it often becomes a fairly personal choice, I think.
Questions. 1. What's the interview mainly about?
2. According to the interview, if you want to become a foreign correspondent, you have to do something as a start. Which of the following is not one of these things mentioned in the interview?
3. According to the interview, what qualifications are needed for being a foreign correspondent?
4. Which of the following statements is true when an editor is trying to appoint a foreign correspondent?
Bye.